Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now it's time for Training Camp Live, starring Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Here's Mark Grody.
People are really excited about Hard Knocks tonight. I mean, it's really cool the way people have responded in regards to it, and it feels like if you are a sports fan, a Bears fan, a Score fan, it's must watch tonight. Bears, 8 o'clock, HBO, their debut on the long-standing show over on Home Box Office. So I'm looking forward to it. I saw on the bingo card that I am down there for a potential spotting.
Yeah. What do you think the percentages are on that, huh?
I mean, it's possible you get a background shot. It's for any media members. It's just going to be incidental contact, you know? No, nobody's trying to make stories out of us.
None of you guys got FaceTime?
Trust me. There's nobody in that room that is that interesting, okay? I mean, I think it's the best beat in town. It's not exactly chocked full of personality, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And I'm in that room. So, no, I don't think that any of us will be featured on Hard Knocks. But you never know. You never know. Maybe there's a question that I happen to have asked that gets made part of it, incidental contact. Maybe.
I feel like anything you and Tevin Jenkins is like gold. So.
Yeah, but usually that's one-on-one or around his locker or on the telephone. That's true. So, and I'm going to say the telephone, I mean live on the Score. So usually that's the bet. I am best with him in more intimate locales other than that, because I can't do my goofy stuff with him with the rest of
that's
the
true.
Media.
You got to be like responsible,
yeah,
and, like,
exactly,
a reporter.
Exactly. It'd all be like, okay, what's this guy doing? Enough of that stuff. We do officially welcome you into Training Camp Live. I am Mark Grody. I get to be here with you up until the start of Cubs pregame, which is around 6:30. So, and I checked before we started. We are commercial free. There will be no breaks between now and when I actually have to leave this program and this studio to turn it over to Cubs baseball. And Bears training camp coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let me go through a few of the happenings today at Halas Hall. First of all, thought we might find out from Matt Eberflus playing time for the starters, including Caleb Williams. he is putting that off until later on this week. I think it's because of the offensive line, although Darnell Wright and Tevin Jenkins, who had missed a practice, were both back in practice today, while Nate Davis remains iffy. Out, I suppose. You can. I don't know what he is. We're going to talk about Darnell Wright, or excuse me, Tevin, or Nate Davis in just a second. Coleman Shelton was playing center again, so you had Ryan Bates playing right guard. How about this? The Bears are trying Velus Jones Jr. out at running back. There was some of that last year, and then he didn't. I know he took a few handoffs during the regular season. Why the hell not? It all sounds good. Everything always sounds good with Velus Jones Jr. Oh, receivers, fastest guy on the team. Hell yeah. Oh, is a returner? Fastest guy on the team, and he's got power. He'll run you over. Punt returner? Like, all of it always sounds like, this sounds good. Velus Jones Jr., a little bit bigger than the average receiver, stout, like a guy who, yeah, I mean, you could see that. Probably needs to thicken up a little bit if he really wanted to be a running back. But yeah, it makes sense. He could break one, but it never works. None of it ever works with Velus Jones Jr., at least not to an extent where you say, yes, that's it. Kick return, I guess that has kind of worked, but that it's a whole new ball game this year for Velus Jones. I don't know what that means. I don't know if they're serious about it or if they are desperate at this point, that they're like, okay, this guy, he's not it. He's not going to be a featured wide receiver. We don't even know if he's going to be our kick returner this year. Certainly not a punt returner. Are they like, okay, well, we got a decision to make. Why don't we let's give it one more try at running back? Or is this a serious potential plan where, again, Velus Jones Jr., even when he first came in, they did talk about him being the all-everything running back, which might have even included him being a running back. They actually came in as the wide receiver. But it'll be interesting to see what that actually means and what their intentions are and if Velus Jones Jr. is on this roster by the time this thing ends. So those are some of the headlines from today. And if you got questions, I'm only here until 6:30, so I don't know if I'm going to have time to take phone calls. 312-644-6767. At least if you want to throw some text messages in, I will definitely read those and maybe even read those on the air. But this Nate Davis thing, it's kind of got me crazy because Nate Davis signs that contract with the Bears last year before the season in March of what would have been 2023, still 3-year, $30 million deal. And there was some excused absencing going on last year because he was dealing with the death in the family. And I think everybody understood that and nobody needed to pry into that. I mean, he did share with us, which I thought was cool. And I had all the sympathy in the world for him, for sure. And we all kind of backed off. You know, like, oh, go ahead, get it, gotcha, got it, you know, hope you're okay, here's a few questions about it, and we're just going to leave you alone now. But here we go again in this training camp, and he's just not been available, and we think there's an injury there, but sometimes he's in full pads, sometimes he's not, sometimes he is out there, sometimes he is not. It's just this wild goose chase to find Nate Davis and to wonder if he is available. And I was thinking back off the top of my head, some of the things that have been said about Nate Davis in this offseason, in 2024. And I want to go back to, this is before training camp. This is OTAs and stuff. This is June 5th. And this is Bears head coach Matt Eberflus talking about the Nate Davis situation.
Oh, he'll get that.
There's been a lot of moving parts at right guard this spring, some due to necessity, some due to experimentation. When you've seen Pryor, Bates, Nate, how do you see that position sort of sorting itself out as you get closer to the regular season?
Yeah, don't know yet. I really don't know. I think that we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm just thinking through my head a bunch of multiple combinations. I really don't know exactly what that could look like. Sure, we had Bates there. He's played there. You know, Sheldon's played at center. Of course, you know, Davis has played there. You know, Tevin's been on the other side. So there's, you know, Pryor's been in and been out. You know, so the versatility there is certainly helpful. And Ryan did a really good job of having those pieces in there. So we don't, like last year or prior years, a guy goes down for a couple weeks, then we're like, oh, what are we going to do? So at least we have that flexibility now at the O-line position.
Isn't the expected starter?
I'm sorry?
Nate isn't the expected starter at right guard?
Yeah, he's been our starter, right? So I expect him to be in there.
So that was the first time where Matt Eberflus did not sound confident about Nate Davis. And he certainly made it sound like, in the context of that soundbite, that there was going to be competition at right guard, which would make one believe that Nate Davis is not the necessarily the starter at right guard. And then you heard the reporter, Herb Howard, from the big, It's the Bigs, asking the question, so is Nate Davis not the starter? And then Flus is like, well, yeah, he is the starter. So, but no, that none of that sounded convincing at all. I think Matt Eberflus got tangled up a little bit right there, to be honest with you. I think he knew right then and there that they were going into this season with a different plan for their very expensive and talented right guard. Let's not forget about that fact. Like, Nate Davis is a pretty good player, and he is relatively expensive. But I'm going to get off of that because I'm just trying to connect the dots on all of this. And maybe even after we play these next two cuts, come up with a conclusion about what they're going to do with the right guard position there. So that was Matt Eberflus on June 5th, hinting at competition, but in the end, a very soft vote of confidence for Nate Davis at right guard. Well, yeah, he's been the guy, so yeah, I guess he's the guy. That was the tone. That's what I inferred, and I think I'm pretty close on that one. Now, let me take you now to from June 5th to July 29th, not that long ago, the Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron came to the podium and talked to us, and I had a little back and forth with Mr. Waldron, the Bears offensive coordinator.
There's been a lot of movement on the offensive line throughout the first few weeks of training camp. Do you feel like you're getting close to finding a specific five that you want to go with, or does it still feel like that's kind of up in the air right now?
Yeah, I still think there's some competitions going on, and I think that during the course of training camp, when you're able to mix and match offensive line combinations, especially this early part of camp right here, I think that builds that armor for the regular season if situations happen to occur up front and different guys get comfortable playing next to, not the same person every single day. The quarterbacks get comfortable in the huddle, talking about, we know we got a great center competition going on right there. And I think, overall, though, Chris Morgan just does such a good job with, mixing and matching the guys with a plan for what the future looks like, and also giving those guys the best opportunity to compete, not just the frontline guys, but our second level guys or guys that are competing for roster spots, putting them in position to have great opportunities to show great things on tape and give themselves the best opportunity moving forward.
Is there a competition at right guard?
At right guard, right now we're looking at, all the guys. I know Nate has been out right now, so that was more of a injury thing than a competition thing right there. Yeah, Nate's still there, yes.
Hmm. So if you couldn't hear what I was asking there at the very end, I was confirming with Shane Waldron. So if he is healthy, he's your starting right guard, and you heard Shane Waldron say yes. So, again, that's July 29th. Waldron giving him, I'd say, a much more convincing vote of confidence because he heard the caveat I put in there. If he's healthy, he's the guy. And yes, didn't mince words at all. Now, let's fast forward to today. Today at Halas Hall, Matt Eberflus again confronted with the question of the injured Nate Davis.
Back in June, you said that the expectation was that Nate Davis would be the starting right guard. Given how much time he's missed and the need for continuity in front of Caleb, is there a timeline that you need Nate back before that no longer becomes the expectation?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you have to look at all those things. If a person's out for an extended period of time, and a player that's in that position is playing very well at a starter level, and doing a good job there, then you create the competition. Then you say, hey, there's a competition. People say, well, you can't lose the job because of injury. I don't think that's true. I think that if the guy that's playing there, gives our team a good look and a good benefit for him being in that position, then it's a competition or the other guy could take it over. But that's not just that guard. That's at all positions.
So competition's back on, I think, the way Matt Eberflus is calling it right there. And, I mean, if that's the easy way out they're taking right there, well, yeah, I mean, you can't lose the job because of injury. And in fact, he's not injured and they're just competing here and Nate Davis doesn't want to practice. I mean, everything is on the table for that. It really is amazing. So, yes, there's a competition going on at right guard. There is no way anybody can guarantee you that Nate Davis will be the starting right guard when the Bears open the season in September. Sorry. So get to know some of these other guys. Pay attention when Ryan Bates is playing right guard and Coleman Shelton is at center. Pay attention when I bring up the hilarious Bill Murray. Bill Murray playing the right guard spot. He has been
not that
there.
Bill Murray though, right? The other one.
Not that Bill Murray. And I still have not gone up to Bill Murray and brought up anything about Bill Murray. It almost feels like if you went up to Tory Taylor and you asked him about crocodiles, it may not be something that he wants to discuss. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't want to broach him with that either because he's probably been told his whole life, oh, Bill Murray, right? And, you know?
Right.
It's like this, you know. I
was told by another player on the team, and it wasn't off the record. I think it may have even been part of an interview. I don't know. I just can't remember the player that I spoke to about Bill Murray. Well, actually, we weren't talking about Bill Murray. I asked another player on the Bears. Maybe it was Tevin. Actually, I think it was Tevin, and it might have been the interview that I did with him earlier this year. But I asked Tevin, who's the smartest guy on the team? Yeah, that's what it was. Because, you know, I stereotype Tevin Jenkins because he was an engineering major in college. I don't know if he really lives up to that. I mean, he always admits that he's, because I thought he was one of the smartest, and he's like, no, not really. I said, give me another name of one of the other smartest guys on the team. Bill Murray was the first name that came out of his mouth. So now I do have stuff to talk to Bill Murray about. But Bill Murray has been out there a little bit. You've been hearing about a gentleman by the name of Matt Pryor. He has been out there a couple of times, many times, actually. And he could be a swing guard, potentially. Karan Amagaji is still injured. That's too bad.
It's really a bummer, right?
It is too bad because he could have been a guy that we would have been getting a seriously longer look. Like they could have developed him into that spot.
Right. Because, I mean, that's kind of exactly where he would slide in, you would think, right? Eventually.
If you know,
that's a good fit. It's a bummer. Hopefully he can get healthy.
And they said, I mean, Ryan Poles, I remember him saying that he may not be ready right away to slide in this year, but eventually. And I don't know if now in hindsight, did he say that because of the injuries and that they knew more? Because they didn't really tell us much about that on draft night. So that could have been part of it. But yeah, man. And this stuff is pretty important. I mean, I don't have to tell anybody. Like 2 days ago, the Bears practiced, or no, was it Sunday? So they practiced Sunday, off Monday, back on today. Sorry, I was doing that for myself. But on Sunday, they had three offensive linemen out, like three key guys, including Nate Davis and Tevin Jenkins, who was back in practice today, as was Darnell Wright, who was out as well. That's a nightmare. It's still early in camp, long way to go, but that's scary stuff. That's thin ice. That is thin ice when you have Caleb Williams on your team.
Exactly. That makes it tough to feel like you can start him in a preseason game, right?
Yeah. I mean, you guys don't want to be hearing about these other names that I'm bringing up, the Matt Pryors and the Bill Murrays and the Jatari Carters. I didn't even mention Jatari Carter. They're all fine football players, but that's not what you want. So it's okay when you hear offensive linemen are out. It's okay to be a little worried, you know? And I'm trying to add the disclaimer of there's a lot of long way to go to get these guys healthy, but you just cannot ultimately afford any funny stuff on the offensive line We've seen the funny stuff in the past. So figure out who your center is. Figure out who your right guard is. Is it, has it been Coleman Shelton at center and Ryan Bates as the right guard all along? I mean, it would sort of be like little M. Night Shyamalan, little twisty, but maybe, you know, maybe that's what it's been the whole time. And this Nate Davis thing is a ruse. They're like, oh, if you're gonna stay out of training camp again this year, we're gonna make it a little bit different for you this year. We gave it nice and easy for you last year, but we're gonna at least give the appearance of competition. And maybe it is. Maybe Coleman Shelton is your center and Ryan Bates is your guard, and that's what it was going to be all along.
Yeah, we're going to let it play out.
You're going to let it play out. I mean, obviously, they've made it so clear to us what's going on. My guess, though, is that they're going just as crazy as I am right now as I'm talking to you, like Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles, the guy who gave him the dough, and Matt Eberflus who complied and has tried to play him as much as he possibly can, although his availability has been close to nothing. They have to be going crazy, too, trying to figure out what is going on and how they can better motivate him or better make him available. So I know that. I know that that is true. I mean, it ultimately falls on the Bears. That's for sure. But, man, this would be just a bust if they don't get, if Nate Davis isn't right.
And that's like one of the things, like if you talk about like what's one thing that could derail this Bears season, it's the offensive line, you know, not
that's what I'm saying.
Caleb Williams. That's a huge issue.
That's why I'm saying take notice when you see those reports about the offensive line and when we're tweeting about who's playing right guard and who's playing center and is Braxton Jones okay? I mean, we're not going to see Caleb Williams the way you want to see Caleb Williams if you don't have healthy starters on that offensive line. Part of doing business differently, as Ryan Poles contends, doing things differently with this quarterback and this offense, like you better have the right depth and the right people in the right places this time around. Like part of what Ryan Poles did in this offseason in getting Ryan Bates, I mean, it was all part of that. And Coleman Shelton coming here as well. And keeping Bill Murray, quite frankly. Yeah, gotta keep Bill Murray around. It may have been part of the plan, and the projecting potential injuries like Tevin Jenkins, too. I mean, that unfortunately, that is all part of it. 312-644-6767 is the number. Here are a few of your text messages on Training Camp Live. I'm Mark Grody. I am here with you. From the 630, we don't know if Nate Davis is any good for us. He's played, six games? Maybe. And I think the jury is still out on whether he is any good. I mean, I do think he's good, and you're right. I mean, the sample size is not big, so it's a fair point. But I liked him at Tennessee, and you know, I think he's a pretty good player. I just don't know if he's ever going to really, truly be available to the Bears. That's what I'm saying. 229, bring Aerosmith out singing the same old song and dance. Yeah, okay. Not a fan of that song, though. You know what song I've been getting into lately by Aerosmith or is in my head? Living on the Edge. Living on the Edge. Oh, okay. Yeah. Living on the Edge by Aerosmith. I mean, it was a hit, but I don't think true Aerosmith fans would be like, oh, yeah, man, Living on the Edge. Kind of more modern-esque. Actually, when I say modern-esque, like 90s. But, you know, Aerosmith goes back to what? Early 70s? Did they sneak in some stuff in the 60s, maybe? Old Aerosmith? Here we go. 229. Uh-oh. I'm going to read this. This is sight reading. I haven't read the context, but I can see out of my peripheral the first two words of it. I'm just going to read it. Here it goes. You clowns are getting everyone all hyped about Da Bears. And with the way camp is going so far, They won't be anything but the same old sorry-ass Bears. I mean, I do fear that. I do, and I'm not going to knock this guy out for saying that. I mean, I don't appreciate the clown talk. I really don't.
Yeah, we're not clowns.
Yeah, I thought that was unnecessary. But I kind of picture this guy. You know, oh man, I gotta
Bears.
How do I text the station? How do I do this? 6-7 is the same number? Okay, hold on a second. You clowns.
You clown.
Yeah, first of all, you clowns. Look at this, honey. Look what I'm doing. Look what I got. I called them clowns. These guys, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm gonna take care of this. These clowns are getting everyone all hyped up. You know, the Bears, honey, I got this. But man, we've seen so much crash and burn with the Bears since I've been covering the Bears full time in 2018, there's just been so much nonsense that has occurred that, and I'm just saying with the quarterbacks, you know, with Mitch Trubisky, who we all hyped up, did the same thing with Justin Fields. And I know we're doing the same thing with Caleb Williams. I do see discernible difference, though, from Caleb Williams relative to Justin Fields' first practices.
Yeah, those towels are picked up, man.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got, hey, finally, there's a vocal leader in the house. There's a vocal leader in the house. Usually, you got the lead by example guy. Like 99% of leaders lead by example. We got one of the vocal guys.
Bears.
That's right. Caleb Williams is a vocal leader. Same old sorry ass Bears, this guy said. There's a lot of evidence to suggest the Bears are going to be good this year. There is. But there's things to be concerned about. In conclusion, offensive line. Yeah. I hate to leave you on a point of being concerned, but I'm a little concerned. Thanks to Sean Sears for producing the show. Thanks to the people who texted the show today. I appreciate that. And I believe I will be back for a full hour of Training Camp Live tomorrow night from 6 to 7. Full pads, man. So hopefully there will be better. And there really wasn't much action out there today. I told you everything that went down. I got to go. Cubs baseball is coming up next. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Noor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Noor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.